That sounds good. I don't watch a clock on all this. I get rolling, and it just, I have that sixth sense every once in a while that keeps me safe. And other times, yes, I get the Golden Mike Award. At least I don't get the Fickle Finger of Fate Award, but I'm sure that one's coming. But anyway, Fred Gwynne, he was actually a World War II vet. And like a lot of people, and he was born in 1928, they enlisted the minute they turned 17. A lot of people lied about their age and got in there. Well, anyway, he joined the Navy in 1944. And he's sort of close like us here because what happened to him is he went into training to be a radio operator. So he was communications in the Navy, and from what I've read, he doesn't talk that much about it. But, you know, they spent a lot of time because he went in there June of 1944 when he joined, but they really didn't put him to good use, with radio until like the spring of 1945, you know. Still be needed, but a lot of training, and, you know, this is the short version of it. So, you know, you never know when he did that little piece, there on the show, The Munsters, you know, you don't know what he's drawing off of and then laughing his you-know-what off and how he made things sound, you know. Sometimes, you know, our actors don't have a full grasp on the joke that they're delivering, you know, what's in the script there, and he had to have more than that, you know, make things sound. Now, I still don't know too much more on how they came up with that call sign back in the day, if there was some reason. Specific letters. You know, you throw something in there so you can't be copying anybody else's call. I can understand that by putting that four at the end. And but nevertheless, there's your useless information. You can take to cocktail parties and just talk about it, and at least one person will listen. The rest, well, maybe you can get another drink. I don't know. And then, as I promised, they're threatened a doubleheader. And it's another warning about buying the coax connectors off of Amazon. And I'm going to make sure I still have this repeater here. 1 second for the reset.